and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 1/24/2020, live show Friday night, chapter 6, Revelation. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and the power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" Ladies and gentlemen, this thing, in the Hawk's words, is fixing to go wild weasel. This thing is getting to be a runaway train. And I'll tell you what, this is the time, you see, when chaos is coming upon the earth, and death, and destruction. And it's something that's being done by the evil one, you see. This is not God judging you right now. This is the evil one doing the worst that he can do. It's the Ordo Ab Chao. It's the chaos that they're sowing and creating. Now, I'll tell you what, I talked to Brother Quayle for about 30 minutes today, and we talked about this pandemic, this epidemic, pandemic, whatever. I'm going to call it a pandemic, because what the story really is on this thing is that it is much worse than they're letting on, particularly in China. But there's also, you see, that there were only, you know, a few cases in the United States. That's not true. They're watching people in over 22 states. And if you think about it, they have the person up in Washington State was the first one that came in. And he had been around his house for a few days. Well, did he go to the grocery store? Did he go to the drug store? Did he go to the gas station, the Quick Trip? Did he go to a bar? Did he go to church? Where did he go? And how many people did he come in contact with? Because now they're using a robo-doctor, a robot doctor, to treat him in the isolation pod. And now we got the one at LAX, now we got one in Chicago, and now we got one here, and one in France, and the United Kingdom, and all over. And in China, over 40 million people under quarantine. 40 million, and it's probably more. And they're starting to die, and the nurses and the doctors that are in those hospitals over there are saying, this thing is going wild and out of control. And there's corpses and bodies everywhere. And when I see the Chicago, I'll tell you, years ago, when I was listening to just Brother old Steve Quayle, you know, he was just kind of Blueprint for Survival. I used to listen on the shortwave radio to him. And back then, he had on his website, he had this place where Visions and Dreams, and it was back then, I sent it in to him because I had the most vivid dream, and it was set in Chicago. And it was the old Cook County Hospital, but that's not how it starts. It starts because there is a massive pandemic in Chicago in this dream that I was having. And it's at nighttime, because always the nighttime is the right time in Chi-Town. And I'm standing on a street corner, and I'm thinking, I got to go get checked out to see if I've got this stuff. I need to go to the hospital. That was what my thought was. So I see a yellow cab come by, or a checker cab, or whatever it was. And I flag him down, and the guy's got a gun on me. He says, what do you got to trade for a ride? I said, well, I got some canned food here. He said, that's fine. Hop in. Where you want to go? I said, I want to go to Cook County General. You checked out by the doctor. He says, you don't want to go there. I said, yeah, I do. He said, it's a mess. So I go there, and the entire grounds, people are laying out by the thousands. And there's some people trying to help their loved ones, and they're all laid out, and they're moaning and groaning and sick as dogs with some kind of disease, some kind of a bioweapon or a plague or whatever it was. And then I go around and I see that I can't get to the front door, and I'm looking for a doctor. And I said, well, where's the doctor? The doctors are dying, they said. So I then go around a side door, and I get inside, and I go inside the hospital, and the floors are filled with dead people and people that are dying and sick, and there's a few nurses and doctors around, but very few. And I say to the doctors, I said, Doc, I want to get checked out. And he said, if you're in here, he says, you probably already got it. He said, you better just leave if you still have the ability to leave and go somewhere else. And at that point, I went outside and I looked around. The entire grounds of Cook County General were just filled with people, thousands and thousands of people. And I didn't even live in Cook County. But I just knew that that's where it was. So I sent that to Steve years ago. That was probably 25 years ago. I don't know, 26, 27 years ago maybe. Steve's been on air a long time trying to prepare y'all. And I told Steve today, I said, Steve, there's no blood on your hands because you have warned and gave the watchman's warning. And I said, and I have done the very same thing, and I am so glad that I did, and I listened to the Lord. When I could have had a different show, I could have gone a different route. But I stuck and was obedient to what I was called to do, and am still doing. And that is to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn his remnant, thy remnant.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hawk coming to you back live on the Little Talkie, on the tin can on the string. Let me tell you what, they do not want you to know about this stuff. They do not want you to prepare, but you need to prepare. This is two nights in a row that knocked me off early. And I'm back on. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you. We try to get you prepared. The N95 masks, you cannot find them, but you can try to get them locally. Go around different drug stores, different places, medical supply, or whatever, and try them that way. Don't automatically go online, because at some point, online may not be available to you because there's not going to be any trucks to deliver it. If people start getting sick, hand over fist, you see, then the logistics and the supply chain is going to break down. No different than if there was no electrical power. In this case, there would be a tendency for the powers that be, the governments and what have you, to confiscate all supplies under the executive orders and continuity of government. They want to take and keep them for them, for the big hot shots down in the underground bunkers, you know, to survive to come back up while the peasants die above, you see. Well, let me tell you something. You got a little time left, and if you're with the Lord Jesus, that's the first qualification for enduring till the end. Just like Jesus wants you to do, what he's telling you about in Matthew 24, what he tells you about in Luke 21, you see. Now is not the time to err on, oh, well, it's just a silly thing, it's just the flu, and that's what it's going to do. I'm afraid President Trump is a little bit naive about what this thing is about and needs to get ahead of it. Now, I've understood that quite possibly here, or allegedly, that the director of FEMA, acting director of FEMA, has told Trump that invented this, that we're going to have to go possibly to the martial law under FEMA control. Well, if that's going to be the case, then you'd better be ready. Because that could happen. This disease, which is keeps mutating, which is a significant thing because that tells me that this thing has been engineered. And may have been engineered in such a way as to pick up other types of flu and flip off and go there and this way and the other way. And mutate. So the virus is always changing. You can't put the target on it and shoot at it. Like Outbreak, that movie Outbreak. If you've got that to listen to or something like that, or if you have an old copy of it, or if you can find out where you can downstream it or whatever you call it, you might want to take a look at it. But I would urge you to start to think about all kind of stuff that is out of the box and not discount this stuff and not say, well, we'll wait and see and how we're going to do it. We'll be able to go out and get it. I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you again that the continuity of government thing for Kansas and Nebraska, you remember they had the buses went into Topeka to the house and they picked up the legislatures and they took them to Forbes Field, which has some deep underground there. As a matter of fact, Forbes was also a spot where, let's just say MKUltra was possibly done, and some Manchurians might have been manufactured at one point in time. Manchurian candidates, you understand. Because the clinic that's right down the road from it, maybe even had an underground tunnel to it, were two of the people that were highly involved, allegedly, when you look at the record, in the MKUltra, the mind control of the CIA and the Army, you see. So now, what do we have? We have a situation where last night I got knocked off the air when I was telling you about down at Hutchinson in the salt mines, and down in that area they have salt domes and salt mines underneath there. And the state of Kansas has a lot of its emergency supplies stored. And they've done a good job, and they were advised well to even put in transformers and power grid stuff for the power grid to boot it back up. And that mysteriously had a quake there last week, you see. But then I've been telling you about these quakes have been targeting the deep underground base in the United States and various places. Puerto Rico, I told you. I told you right before it was happening. I told you as it was happening because I saw it on the Mimic. The Mimic TPW-2, you see. I saw it on that, and I told you Russia is doing the quakes in the China Lake, and by golly, the next day, and that was all about that. The submarine stuff and all that going on up the coast of Alaska. But now this morning we have an early AM. What do we got? What is it, the third or the fourth chemical plant that's blown up in Houston? Excuse me. These plants have been there quite a long time, and that infrastructure in the natural or in the chemical and refinery business is not in the habit of losing three or four plants in within a several month, couple, two, three, 4 months' time. Nor would there normally be two to three of them lost in Red China. Now, you remember this thing about the story about Kansas legislators that brought out the idea about that there was a Chinese researcher that was involved there at Kansas State, allegedly, that was involved in high-level government research on a contract. And you see, that area is going to be the new equivalent of the Plum Island. It's supposedly that's where they're going to move. Stupidest damn thing they could have ever done to move them into there, a level 4 and level 5 lab in the middle of the biggest wheat fields and cattle country in the world. But be that as it may, there's a huge veterinary labs and research facilities up there at Kansas State, and they were telling a story. It was like a cover story or a short story about how the Red Chinese were interested in Kansas and blah, 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 blah. How there was this guy that had been feeding the information from the government contract. Well, what was it? Was it a bioweapon contract or the study thereof of one, perhaps? And then right after that, now we have Wuhan in December. This started to get out of control in December, and then the Red Chinese quashed it. Now, the question is, and I was in, let's just say, consulting with a certain party in Taiwan who suggested, well, maybe this is a tit-for-tat where the Red Chinese took out the Taiwanese general in the new experimental helicopter and killed him and his entourage. I said, no, it's not that, because Taiwan is too close to mainland China, and it would expose everybody there much more quickly, and they're exposed right now, believe me, as are Thailand and Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, and what have you, Burma, the whole Asian area. But you see, this is a war. It's a war ongoing, and I think that the U.S. Lucys, perhaps, and the Illuminati may have let the Wuhan is one of the areas where there is R&D, research and development, in bioweapons, probably somewhere involving some of the Li family, who are the ones that held the big microbiological conference back a few years ago, and I believe in either Beijing, I believe maybe it was in Shanghai, okay? And that they also have in Canada, the Li family around Calgary, there had a microbiological research clinic, etc., and that there were some weird bird flus that popped up around that area in the lakes and in the estuaries there, and the where the Canadian geese and the ducks were all getting some kind of bird flu back years ago. And then we also have, as you recall, the Red Chinese and the smoky trucks that Brother Quayle brought out from his sources, and then we started looking at that, and they were smoky trucks, which were experimental trucks, and they were picking up homeless people, junkies, drunks, homeless, people who are a little bit touched in the head, etc., and performing experiments on them in these long, big, elaborate research trucks, you know, like pulled by a tractor, and then the trailer would be the research facility, and on the back end of that, they had what? Brother Quayle brought it out and showed you pictures of it back in those days. That's been years ago, about 2004 maybe. And the smoky trucks had a mobile crematorium on the back. So they would put the people in, pick them off the street, try different drugs and different bioweapons and stuff on them, see how that worked on them, and then bingo, once they were done with them, they put them in the smoky truck. Well, those, if you recall, were in, going across the border in towards Canada, and they were seen by the MMV then. That was about 204, 205. And the MMV went and hit the truck, and stopped it. And then out jumped some people that they started to fight with, and they had a firefight, took it down. They went inside, and there were still people alive that hadn't been cooked up yet. They were able to save them. Well, these were on the way up into Canada, and they were had been in lager, apparently, and some still possibly were, even at that time that I reported on, near Lethbridge, you know. And then there's a military base not too far from up in that area, too. So here you go. Now we have the Houston deal this morning. Okay? That probably is a hit back after them finding out that somebody possibly in the Tar Patch, one of the Tar Patch babies, the special ops don't exist types, and gone in and maybe released the strain of the coronavirus, or the, you know, the divergent or novel coronavirus, which is mutating, that was being worked on there, perhaps in Wuhan, and then letting out the cat out of the bag to blame it on the Chinese, and then also destroying to hit the Chinese first. Do you remember all last week I told you there was a scalar war from the Atlantic into Africa, and on the coastal Africa, and that the coastal Africa, and also into Nigeria, which has large, Nigeria, Mali, they have large oil production there, but they also have solar production, and that is Red Chinese City, baby, let me tell you. The Red Chinese are in there, and then there were scalar weapon fights coming out of there, stuff from the Atlantic going into there, and I'm going to tell you, that's been ongoing. So there is a fifth generation type warfare, quote unquote, an act of God type warfare with plausible deniability that I've talked to you about a lot. Well, now let's get back what all that means. What that means is you'd better get ready, you see. And you better pay attention to it and not treat it just like it's the old, you know, the old flu, the old huckabuck flu. You know what I mean? Because there are symptoms of this thing. There are more symptoms that are just than the cough and the cold. There's other stuff like nervous system symptoms, possibility of diarrhea and stomach type blues with it. Also, stuff with the eyes, with your eyes, and it can be transmitted through that. So I'm going to tell you what. At some point in time, you better have all the masks. And I'm going to tell you, if people start dying wholesale, you're going to want what? You're going to want what the people in China, the military, and the doctors and stuff are wearing. You're going to want full suits. And you're going to want military-grade nuclear, biological, and chemical filters. These are not the little face filters. These are gas masks. Let's say it just that way. I told you to go to approvedgasmask.com and double check, make sure it's in stock. But these people at least can show you everything that is available. You can get complete NBC kits. Now, why would you need that? Well, if you're burying bodies and people are dying by the millions or the hundreds of thousands or even just the hundreds in your area, somebody's going to have to bury them. You're going to have to, like, you know, you get the bleach or the bacteria, antibacterial stuff, and hose stuff down and spray it, you know, to kill the germs, to try to put the stop to it. Well, here's a premium Evolution 5000 kit, tactical military spec gas mask, 1-quart black mil spec canteen, overhood system, premium mil spec fire resistant pouch, 40 millimeter NBC filter. Tycam F suit, military spec butyl gloves. Okay. That one there, that's a one there. You can get them anywhere from, in these sets, you can get them, you know, anywhere from, let's say, $189 for an economical one person protecting mask kits, the ST150 gas mask, NBC and domestic preparedness filter, light chemical suit, light deck boot covers, nitrile gloves, and a rugged nylon bag. But you go up there, approvedgasmasks.com, and you take a look at it, and you got all of these. Then you just have the gas mask, and you just have the filters. Then also what you need to think about, what about children who can't use gas masks? And what about your pets? And if this stuff really goes airborne and really goes wild weasel, and this thing is like, you know, the map is like burning from both edges towards the center, from the coastlines coming in, and why then it makes sense that FEMA and DHS would make sure that Denver and Nebraska and Kansas were involved in some kind of continuity of government operation that would be the last redoubt. It would be the last ditch stand. And already there would be in some of those areas, I know in Nebraska, is one of those Ebola, especially Ebola hospitals. Remember that they set up years ago, or a few years back when they had the Ebola cases? One of those was Nebraska, wasn't it? Where they were sending all the cases there. And then you see, they also have in Nebraska, the SAC bases there. Kansas, they had the SAC bases. And then the special deep underground train goes through there, and it will go through, you know, right over into Colorado, you see. Makes sense, doesn't it? So as you get the fuller picture, you say, uh-oh. Now, for all those in the crossroads, I hope you got your new rain gear. God bless you if you did, because you may need it. You got another plant going out down there, another chemical plant in Houston, a little too close for comfort. But I'm going to say this to you. You're going to need it, and you better start to get food, people, because the food in China, in Wuhan, China, of 11 million people, the food is all gone from the stores. The military is on the street, and Wuhan's just 11 million. Now they're trying to contain 40 million, and these people are trying to get out, go somewhere where they can get food, scared to death. Everybody's still going on planes, what have you. And I'm going to tell you, this could be the thing. It could be the deal, the one big deal, you know. I always thought that it would be the power grid down because, you see, that eventually would get them where they would want after a year. But if Lucifer thinks he's behind the schedule here and wants to do his thing and kill off about 80, 90% of the people on this planet, then the way for them to go is, which Lucy don't care, all right, who dies? They're going to try to steal everybody's soul, you see. Remember what Jesus says in Luke 21. In your patience, possess ye your soul. Unless you sold it down the river to Lucy. Unless you gave it up into the pup of crack smoke and methamphetamine shots and what have you. Oh, man, now they've got all kind of respiratory protection here, but they have child and pet systems. You click on that, you click on the child and pet systems, and you will find that they have positive pressure systems for children, where you put the baby up inside of it. And everybody who's got a grandkid or a kid or a niece or a nephew that's been born recently or whatever, you better try to figure out a way to get a hold of something because they cannot wear a gas mask. And if they have, if you check this, then I'm going to tell you, it's just going to be a mess, isn't it? So I'm not trying to totally scare you, but I'm trying to warn you. And I did this, and I did it a little bit last night, and when I got knocked off the air, I said, well, must be hitting the head on nail on the head. And here's the kind of stuff they call them. Baby Safe Pro. It's a positive pressure system. Child Safe Pro. It's for a little small kid. Baby Escape. It's a positive pressure system. And then there's Escape Hood, and then there's a pet enclosure, which you can put it over the dog's kennel or the cat's kennel or what have you, or the bird cage, whatever, and you can put a plastic sheet over it. And then have clear plastic and then have the positive pressure deal there. There's also for first responders, if you want to buy some extra stuff yourself, you can get all kinds of medical first aid, detection, testing devices, police and SWAT gear, emergency management, military gear as well, because there's different levels of this stuff, you see. And then on here, you start to see the masks that are supplied and the different suits. I use an M as in military 95 mask and filter. It has the voice talking deal, and you can also have inserts for eyeglasses. You can have eyeglasses put in so you can see and not be blind as a bat while you got the gas mask on. And then you also need one that can connect to a bladder for water or a special canteen with the hose. And there's all kinds of sets there that you can see. Combat overboots, tactical bags, M95 mask, MSA Millenniums, SCE-400s, SCE-400 3 Infinities, SCE-1000. There's all kind of stuff. There's full Scott-type respirator systems that you can get. There's also all kind of radiation detection kit, and potassium iodide, if we're maybe getting into that. You then got chemical detection papers and all kind of detection systems. This is the kind of stuff that is available, and you can order it there, but get it quick. Now, in terms of things like gold and silver, you say, well, I've got to get my money out and all that, and, well, you might need to have some cash on hand, but you also might want some gold and silver. And I was talking to Brother Clarence, Steve, what do you think is going to happen with, like, the gold or the silver and like, the palladium? He said, you remember when I told people to buy palladium and it was $80 an ounce? Now it's like $2,000. And that platinum was, $500 an ounce less than gold. And now it's going to zoom up and go ahead of gold probably soon here, too. I said, yeah, brother, I remember also that silver was about $450 and gold was about $350 when you first were really pushing people, telling them to get it. And now we're, what, $550 on gold and silver's $18 or something like that, or high 17s right now. So you'd be sitting pretty good. But if you want some of the gold and silver, because your credit card ain't going to work at some point, and maybe them old little thin piece of green paper ain't going to work for too much longer at some point, so it's going to be what you got to trade, or maybe you can use a silver ounce of silver or silver dime or something like that. Well, that's the kind of stuff that you might get. But Brother Quail says if this stuff goes wild, and gold and silver start to go out of sight, he says you won't even be able to get it. Probably, he says, maybe if this keeps progressing as it's doing, maybe by the end of February you might not be able to get anything anymore like that. Now, that was just speculation on Stephen Mike's part. And he's not saying that's guaranteed or anything like that, but we're trying to extrapolate to try to warn people to get what it is they need. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to need water filtration systems. You're going to need more food, all right? And, oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is like the stuff that's coming down. War, famine, pestilence, disease, earthquakes, diverse places, you see. ApprovedGasMask.com. Go take a look at it. I don't have anything with it. And then what else do we have today? We had almost anecdotal, but there was a quake in Turkey, 200 injured, 6 dead. That was a pretty big-sized quake, all right? Well, do you think that there are tectonic weapons? Because then right after that, then we got a quake, or perhaps two quakes 5 seconds apart, according to sources near Bellevue, and that was off the Olympic Peninsula. B&E, how you doing? God bless you. And then quake there was like a 4.6 off the tip of Olympic Peninsula in Washington State. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the game is afoot, and it's the game of the end times, possibly. We can only warn you based on this because I am concerned about the rapid progression of this pandemic. And I'm concerned about people saying that in China, it's much worse than what's being let out in terms of the news. And who's going to go over, CNN and Will Blitzer are going to go over and cover that in Wuhan? I don't think so, okay? You know, Shep Smith's going to go over? I don't think so, you know? Kilmeade or somebody? No, I don't think so, see? So you got to get what's coming out of China and all of that. And I hope that it can be stopped, but they're saying that this thing is probably, one model says as many as 195 million if it's the 2% kill ratio. And I think it probably is a little higher than that. Because if you start getting into severe respiratory along with nervous system problems, and along with diarrhea and stomach flu, and your electrolytes get out of thing, and you get dehydrated and you start going goopy, then pretty quick, you're like liable to fall out of the street and die. So we don't want to do that. We want to be prepared and try to endure it till the end like the Lord Jesus wants us to do. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Bolt Hawk in the air, letting you know, and if he keeps getting knocked off, then it looks like he's possibly, you know, they're telltaling that old Hawk has hit the nail on the head. I hope you can, anything that could be to help me, that would be great. Let me tell you. Could be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. FRNs, silver quarter, silver dime, silver dollar, whatever it might be, check, money order, I would really appreciate it. Because I've been telling you for years, and many of you have prepared. And I thank God that you have, believe me. The Lord has blessed me with the opportunity to keep pounding and telling and what have you. And I've stayed obedient to it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know exactly where it's going to go, and I hope that we can stop this, you see. But the politics is going to become a moot point. But isn't it interesting? They've got all the Senate and the House and everybody tied up, and the president being attacked. And meanwhile, this president goes to the Right to Life rally. The first United States president to go to a pro-life rally and march there. Fantastic that he's there to fight for those who do not have the ability to fight for themselves. Because, you see, that's part of the debt that must be paid, because the stink of all the killing of the babies has gone up to heaven, you see. Just wild and crazy stuff, and the chaos is starting to come. So I'm going to tell you that we have possibly one of the best times that's ever been right now in some ways. But at the same time, the potential for the absolute worst and death-dealing times that Brother Quayle and I are discussing it, and we say we don't know for sure, but this thing could go totally out of control. We could have a pandemic that starts to eat like one of those outbreak things where it's going to kill everybody almost. And that only a certain number of people are left. And, oh, yeah, they're rushing into the vaccine. But you remember those who listened to Steve Quayle years ago? Steve said, you know, they're going to probably have a disease. They'll come up with a vaccine for it, and then everybody takes it. But it doesn't work, quote, unquote. Or more people who took the vaccine start to die. And then they say, okay, oh, we made a mistake and we can't change it, but now we've got the fix for it. We've got the other second part to the vaccine. When you take this, this will proof you up against all the different items. But instead, it's a kill shot. Shot in the head, shot in the arm, you know, either way you end up dead. That's what Brother Quayle used to always say. And he's right. Because Lucifer and those that are in his immediate group, the fallen angels, the Illuminati, the high-level bankers and high-level people in churches, corporations who worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, you see, they would rather see their paradise with about 80 to 90% of the people off this planet. They would then rewild the planet, you see, with the other animals and probably bring back dinosaurs and all kinds of stuff, you see. And then they would keep just enough people to be their slaves and to be their managers of their system. And their, you know, gophers and toadies, you see what I'm saying? But in the meantime, they would try to have stolen the souls of the 90% or 80% they want to kill in the blood sacrifice. And I've been telling you that since about the third show that I've been doing. I said, sharpen the K-bars and load your mags. There's people that are going to come for your liver and try to eat your liver and grab your kids and your wife, or grab your kids and your husband and take them and do with what they want with them. Then you remember I also gave you the information. It was from a Canadian general. And somebody actually overheard the guy saying, these stupid Americans, do they not understand that when the time comes and there's martial law and we start to go house to house to take the guns and round people up and all of that, we're going to put them on the truck. If somebody has a question, it's going to be pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Throw them in the back of the truck dead, or just leave them on the ground, take their house, their family, all of their goods, and do what we want. And that was a Canadian general saying that back then. It could just as easily be an American general, too. Because, you see, there's Lucy's at the top of a lot of these slots. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And you might say, well, there can't be that. Yes. The good guys are in the minority in terms of what's going on in command. The Joker Tut took out all the good generals and good admirals and on down even to, you know, company level and ship level. And into the non-commissioned officers, into the top sergeants, and into the chiefs, and all of it. And I'm going to tell you what. Their criterion was always something about, oh, you have to allow for the pink jockstrap crowd or the pink bra and panty crowd, you know? And transgender people and all of that crap in the military. And you also have to allow for the other religions like Luciferianism or paganism and all the stuff, you see. And the chaplain's got to, you know, do the black mass as well as the regular mass. And, you know, all this crap that the Joker Tut did. And the guy's still in the game. He's still probably fronting for Soros or, quote-unquote, Rothschild money. And Rothschild money, don't get off the Jewish thing. Understand that it's not that. It's those that worship Lucifer, the light bringer, which the Rothschilds are nominally Jewish. They are Jewish, but they worship Lucifer. Their women wear the Baphomet necklaces. They have pictures of them doing it all. And they claim descendancy from Nimrod and Semiramis. So get off of this standard bull crap, okay? Mossad doing it. Mossad ain't doing this. I heard that old saw. This is more likely somebody at the very top using U.S. special ops people to go into China, all right? Or British, in other words, Delta, CO6, SAS, you know, something like that. But even out of that, selecting for the tar patch side of that crowd. Tar patch meaning bad boys, meaning bad stuff. I mean, the tar sticks to you. After a while, you've done so much of it, the tar is sticking to you. Well, let me tell you this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And that if you would repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, you may think you're way beyond. You may think that you're gone and too far gone. You backslid all the way down the mountain. But if you ask Lord Jesus, after you repent to him, you don't have to go to find the priest, because the priest is probably not going to give you confession anyway. The minister is probably a Methodist guy who's, a little AC-DC himself. You directly talk to Lord Jesus and you repent of your sins to him. And then by his grace, he'll tell you to ask him, Lord, will you come into my heart and wash me clean? And by his grace and by his love for you, that will start to happen. And then the trick is to stay with him and get more into his word and understand him and talk directly to him. And I've read to you so many times, John 14, you know. That which you ask my name, I'll do, he says. But keep my commandments, you know. You see how everything I've done since 2004, I've been on here 16 years in June. This coming June, I believe. I stayed on the same message. And I always would say, Lord, give me another scripture. Give me some other item or some other way. How do you want me to change my show? The Lord would say to me, Hawk, do you think that they really understood the message fully quite yet? He said, they haven't even got what you told them already. And you've told them now for all these years. Now people are starting to say, oh, boy, Hawk. Uh-oh. This stuff is really, 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 really real, you see? And I'm telling you, I'm not going to go into no loose spirit and knife out of bite. I'm going to try to endure the end. I'd like to see Lord Jesus come and clean the clock of all these loosies. I'd like to see him come in glory, you know? And I'd like to be right there striking the blows with him, holding forth, you know? Holding up against the Lucy, holding up against the evil, standing up on your hind two legs with the full armor of God, and then whatever else you can throw, garbage can lids and phone books taped around you with duct tape, I don't care. Whatever it is, if you're fighting with a pike or a machete, or you got a good M4 system, or you got a something a little bigger, you know. Or if you got an old buffalo gun, you know, you got an old buffalo gun, that you got to take out of a beaded elk hide to get it out. And it's nice and oiled, but it's got a little wear, and it's got one of those flip-up sights, you know? And it's a 50 cal, you know, and you can reach out and kaboom, knock a guy off a horse, you see, or drop a buffalo at a long distance. Well, that's going to work just as easy as anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know and can't guarantee that this is going to go the way it is, but I'm giving you a strong warning and urging you because this thing looks like it's getting more out of control. And the potential for it to go real bad is there. And do you not think that even during the midst of that, that somebody wouldn't use a nuclear weapon or pop the power grid up at the same time? To hasten the demise of about 80% of the people in the United States or on the planet. Well, I wouldn't put them past that because they think they've got their bunkers lined up, you see. That's part of the deal that they offer up to the like the legislators, you see. And Congress, you know, Congress had their own specialty stuff back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, you know. Up there in old West Virginia, you know, White Sulphur Springs, you know. That was a sweet deal. They could get out there on a train, lickety split, and going through the door, and bingo. Or if you went up there to Raven Rock, you know, go up and just into the Pennsylvania line. Raven Rock in the mountain inside, they had the houses, the different, billets and stuff for people, and there was going to be a big deal. And there are other places as well. A lot of underground bases, military bases and stuff. This area, Kansas City, a lot of underground storage for food and water and all kind of stuff in these huge limestone caves and in southern Missouri as well. So I'm telling you, this thing is being stocked up, you see, for the people in the top slots, the ones who got the thing. You remember the movie 2012, or, you know, that where it was going to be the Mayan, deal and all of that. We thought that might happen. And the thing that, about that was, you remember how there was wealthy people who were paying all kind of money to get their place or their spot on those lifeboats as the world was going to flood, you see? They were going to get into those life pod boats that would ride it out that could either be submerged or on top of the water. Remember that? The end of the world scenario in the 2012 movie? Well, there's that kind of stuff right now, and that's why they go to show the legislators who say, hey, this is where we can take you very quickly and get you in here in an emergency, and you will survive. And then, you know, you got places like Mount Weather and Mount Pony and all kind of places in old Virginia and in Maryland and different spots in there in that area. And you got places up in there where they got, I think, what is it, Mount Weather or Mount Pony, somewhere in there in Virginia, they got, you know, Starbucks and movie theaters, and they have the lights underground. It looks like a city street, and they got your different stores and all your items, and got your condo in this place, and you go down through, and then all the high-end bunkers that are available that people are buying into. But do what you can with what you got and ask the Lord for assistance if you need help or if you need and you can't afford to help anybody else. You maybe can get at least some of the charcoal masks or a little bit more of a mask, you know, for a surgical type mask or even a dust type mask, anything that you can get. But I am going to suggest that you try to get some of that benzo silver. Go to stevequayle.com, click through on Meso Silver, M-E-S-O-S-I-L-V-E-R. You can type that in a search engine, Meso Silver, you're going to go to Purest Colloids, Purest Colloids, C-O-L-L-O-I-D-S. And I talked to you about all that last night. You can get a small bottle, you can get a gallon, you can get the 5-gallon carboy. If you had the ability to do that, I would get, you know, one of those or a couple of them. And let me just give you, you can go to Steve Quayle's and click through. Or let me just see where, let's see, I had it last night. I gave you the, how to get in contact with him. Let's see here. If you didn't listen to last night's show, you should listen because I gave you a lot of this information last night as well. But Frank Keyes, the guy who owns this company, he was back during when the original SARS, when the original SARS was, you know, out, okay, in Hong Kong and was raging, he started shipping the Meso Silver in the 5-gallon cardboard containers, which is a big plastic jug, in a box, you know, cardboard box. They were shipping pallets of them into Hong Kong to some kind of a health food store. And he didn't know why, but he just kept shipping them. And then pretty soon, he was approached by an attorney from, I think, the West Coast or for the Chinese government that wanted to buy his company because he was making the highest quality colloidal silver, a true colloidal silver with the smallest particle size and shape. And I'm going to give you a toll-free number right here. It's made in New Jersey, by the way. Toll-free line to order, 866-233-4633, and that is a toll-free line. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and if you could go through on Steve Quayle's site, you can say, I came through on Quayle's site. If you send him an email or a text or something like that when you're talking to him, or you're emailing them to order or what, however you're going to do it, you got a little box for comments, put in there. Steve Quayle and Hawk sent me, okay? And that will get you there. And then you can go to PurestColloids.com, PurestColloids, C-O-L-L-O-I-D-S.com, and go to the Meso Silver and get a bunch of it. Get a bunch of it if you can. There's always also ways to aspirate it. You see what I'm saying? Where you can spray it, you know, and do that kind of stuff. All kind of things. It has all of the information about the history of silver, colloidal silver, using it as an antiviral, antibacterial, antiparasite. It's the small, tiniest nanoparticles. Highest particle surface area for maximum effectiveness, okay? He also has meso gold. He has meso platinum, meso palladium, meso iridium. all kinds of different things that you can get. And they've got all the information right on the site. They have testimonials. You have deep research information there that you just click on comparison tables showing the quality of their silver, meso silver, versus almost all the other different types of silver on the market. It will tell you all the things and get a side-by-side comparison of all of them. So get that. I also told you last night that you may want to get a hold of oil of oregano. All right? All right? And that's what I would start to look at. And you can take a look at it and get as much as you can. Get what you can. If not, and you can't get to that, and you can get to a Whole Food store or any health food store, and if you can get the best quality colloidal silver you can, and you can afford a small bottle, then get that. All right? Get that. Whole Foods has got oil of oregano in the capsules. Or Cass Ingram, Dr. Cass Ingram's North American Herbs and Spices. 73% carb recall, the active ingredient in the oregano. Get that in the capsules as well. But the oil itself, you can get and drop. But boy, I'm going to tell you, it will open your sinuses and stink to high heaven, you know. And I'm going to tell you, I'd rather take the capsules and not have the side line of it to deter me from getting it and taking it. It's got a little burn to it on your tongue, believe me. But I do know that other people have used that, and I've got some of that myself as well. All right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting out of the final wire here tonight. And I pray to the Lord that this stuff will be stopped, and that we have more time, and that we have more time to bring some people to Lord Jesus. I told you last night about the Bible campaign. Think about that. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067.